This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
The following is a live copyrighted presentation. Ladies and gentlemen, it's time now for RadioLawTalk.com with your host, Frederick Penny, attorney at law. And now, RadioLawTalk.com.
We're going to have some excitement today. You are here at the most exciting and entertaining, but I'd say sometimes informative show on earth. Other than the alien shows, this is myself. I'm Fred Penny with Todd Kunin, and behind the glass we have Cal Hunter, our producer. Thank you for joining us. Call us at 855-LAW-RADIO. We apologize for those of you, if the first few hours we didn't take very many calls due to the fact that we had a wonderful guest on, Mark Altimos out of Pennsylvania. But you can call in 855-LAW-RADIO if you have any questions. Remember, it is very important that you do not take what we say as gospel truth. You seek local counsel in any issue you have, any legal issue. We are not dispensing legal advice. We're talking about general topics of law, and the best part about it, we're trying to have fun with them. Again, we're trying to have fun and entertain you at the same time, maybe give you some informative information. Today, speaking of informative information, this is very important for those of you out there, and the issues of life are not nearly as important as the Dallas Cowboy cheerleaders. We're going to talk about them because there's issues about them settling a lawsuit, and you kind of got to look at it, though. So it's how much money these cheerleaders are making in comparison to the football players and even the mascot. We're going to do some comparisons and talk about the lawsuit, Todd and I. Denise is on vacation. And then we're going to talk about Weinstein and Flynn. And we're going to have some other topics. We possibly, depending upon how quick the show goes, we could talk about the Obamas having issues of copyright lawsuits. Believe it or not, after you're a president, you do have business and normal business that you take care of, and there's some issues of some copyright lawsuits or potential lawsuits if we can get to that. But in the meantime, Todd, Cal, and I are sitting here, and we do have some important things to note about case or no case, and that is we are here on 3 hours. And if you want to join us for all 3 hours, you can listen live at www.radiolawtalk.com. We want you to listen to our affiliates. We love our affiliates. For example, someone asked me, where do you listen if you're in the Chico, California area? KPay carries us, and they replay us on Sunday. But if you want to listen to the whole 3 hours, you can go back to our website and listen to our podcast. But if the last few hours we had case or no case, Fred Penny won the first hour. The second hour, I think we all tied. Isn't that correct? We all got points. And so Mark Altimos, who was on our earlier show, helped Todd and got him a few extra points. But the best part about it is Denise gets no points because she's not here, and I am smoking Todd.
Yes.
So with that, Cal, let's roll our final case or no case of this
week.
Now
it's time to play case or no case.
Yay!
I like that one. Denise keeps asking for it. Denise.
Yeah.
We're just too busy together.
Yeah.
We had time.
When we have the show in her building, then we can do it. All right. Now, case or no case, as I take you, ladies and gentlemen, to Taos, New Mexico, where a young man by the name of Billy Pilgrim was a wannabe gangster. Tattoos, he had the clothing, right colors, but he had no street cred. He couldn't even get arrested. He wasn't a bad guy at heart. He just wanted to belong to something, and he thought maybe looking like a gangster would be a good thing, because maybe he could get in a gang, and that would substitute for his shattered family. His main thing was to walk around the streets of Taos with his pants sagging very, very low. So low that a police officer decided to stop him and have a chat about public decency, because his backside was hanging out for all the world to see. The officer admonished. Pilgrim argued. He argued, and eventually was given a notice to appear for indecent exposure, and so he sought counsel. And I ask you, case or no case. This is the case of the reappearing cheeks in Taos, New Mexico. And, Mr. Penny, I believe it's your turn to go first. So what say you, case or no case?
Good question. And let me tell you, I've talked to many a judge, and I know a number of judges, like a lot of lawyers do. And I'm not going to say the exact words, but generally speaking, a lot of these cases that come before the courts are what they call, the judges aren't, this is in my words, being a jerk case, or not shutting your mouth case, or just agreeing with the officer case. Because you know what? I bet you if the officer walked up to this individual and said what he said, and the guy said, "Your officer, okay, thank you. Let me pull my pants up and tighten my belt," and walk away, that officer would have just walked away, got in his car, and taken off. But no, he had to run out the mouth, and that's why the officer goes, "All right, I'm going to arrest you for indecent exposure." Now, it depends where you are. Let me tell you right now. What I've seen at water parks and on the beach, that guy is having decent exposure, not indecent exposure. And let me tell you what I'm going to say.
You're talking about thongs and things like that, Fred? Yeah.
What I'm saying is, and the vast majority of the time, I say to myself, you should not be wearing that.
Mm-hmm.
Most of the time, the men. It's like, dude.
Really?
Really?
Yeah, right.
Have you ever looked in the mirror? Put some clothes on. So, you know, is that indecent? What I see now in all over the western United States, I don't go to the East Coast as much as I should, but all over the West, there's nothing a woman wearing a thong or even a guy wearing a really, really skinny Speedo. What's the difference, Cal, with that and a guy wearing his pants down and his underwear showing, or even the top of his crack showing? To me, you know, I don't do that. I don't believe in doing that. But when it comes to being liable for something like that, no freaking way is he going to get thrown in jail for that, even in New Mexico. So the answer is, it is a case, and the low-hanging guy in the and wants to be a gangbanger gets off and walks out of the courtroom with his pants around his ankles.
Hmm. Mr. Kunin, what say you?
Well, this is
of the peachy cheeky case.
I was just going to say this is a cheeky case if ever I heard one. Well, okay, so I want to clarify here, because Fred said arrest, but you said
citation.
The officer just gave him a citation with a notice to appear, right?
Correct.
Okay. So I'm going to say that this is a case. If it's not a case, then none of what I say next matters. If it is a case, there's a high possibility that none of what I say next matters. But this is what I'll say. If it is a case, all right.
But.
Yes, but, yes.
Oh, never mind.
All right, so could the officer detain the guy, stop him to talk to him? Yes, if
sure.
They have reasonable suspicion to believe that a crime has occurred, you don't have to have proof beyond a reasonable doubt. Could the officer write him a citation to go to court? Yes, he could. He didn't arrest him. They don't have probable cause, just still a citation to go to court. Would the guy seek counsel? Probably. Would he be convicted of indecent exposure on the facts that you gave us? No, because indecent exposure requires A, certain body parts to be exposed, and what I heard from you did not fit that, and B, the exposure has to be for the purpose of sexual arousal of either the individual or somebody else. There was nothing in this fact pattern there, so I would say count, it is a case, defendant wins.
Hey, we're pretty good on that. I'm glad Mark's not here to give you some points, because you know why? This is an easy one, I think. That's why he probably tricked us, and it's not a case, but it's a real scenario. But
well,
but I'll tell you right now, Cal, I've seen you walk in here with your pants around your ankles
just
before.
Just one time.
But that was when you were getting out of the bathroom. You couldn't.
I had to hustle in and run a break.
Run a break.
Just the one time. One time I did. Never live it down.
Sometimes you have to ask yourself, don't you just think of, those of you out there, call us at 855-LAW-RADIO or tweet us at Radio Law Talk if you have an opinion. But really, look at some people out there walking around in their bathing suits at a water park or on the beach and just say to yourself, and I'm not ripping on people because I'm the worst, wow. We'll be right back and talk about the wow factor.
Gone are the days of men wearing suits to baseball games. We'll be back with more Radio Law Talk after this. Don't go away.
All advertising for legal services on Radio Law Talk
is strictly for the state or states in which the advertiser is licensed. For more information, go to RadioLawTalk.com.
I am Cameron Levitt, Chief Operating Officer of Concussion Medical Clinic. California's first concussion medical clinic is now open. As concussions increase each year, there has never been a greater need for concussion specialists. Our physicians at Concussion Medical Clinic are board certified in pediatric neurology and sports medicine and have partnered with universities, hospitals, and rehab clinics to expedite the recovery process. Simply put, we are elevating the standard of care. When you need an expert concussion opinion or concussion care, visit Concussion Medical Clinic. To schedule your appointment.
This is Denise Dirks. We can represent clients in divorce, legal separation, child and spousal support, custody, termination of parental rights, step-parent adoptions, guardianships, and even conservatorship matters. Call 1-877-886-7186 for a consultation.
The law offices of Denise L. Dirks provide family law services in Northern California. When the law affects your family, call 877-886-7186. The family of attorneys at Denise L. Dirks is here to help.
Jason Ross back here with Fred Penny, managing attorney from Penny & Associates Injury Lawyers. Now, Fred, what type of cases are you dealing with now, and what sets you apart?
Jason, we help people with all types of personal injury cases. We're former insurance company trial lawyers. We understand the other side, which gives us a distinct advantage over our competition. Remember, we don't get paid unless we win.
That's Penny & Associates Injury Lawyers with locations throughout California. For a free consultation, go to pennylawyers.com or give them a call, 1-800-616-4LAW. That's PennyLawyers.com.
I've got to get my car washed. This dirt, it just won't do. But I don't have no time today. I don't know what I do. And I know this place right down the road. Quick Quack Car Wash. Hop inside, let's take a ride and watch this cat and shine. Just come and see, I guarantee your ride will steal the show. Come on, Quick Quack Car Wash. Don't drive that dirty car. Quick Quack Car Wash. They'll have you.
Maybe not today, maybe not tomorrow, but soon you'll need a plan and place to survive. Forget bunkers. You're not a live-underground gopher. You need Survivalist Camps, the ultimate fully functional, off-the-grid mobile survival bug-out house that's well-equipped and custom-built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Bold statement, you bet. See them now at survivalistcamps.com. That's survivalistcamps.com. Trust your family's survival to survivalistcamps.com.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. There's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally, and it's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.
With more people listening to radio than visit Google, Facebook, or YouTube, from the very young to the very old, everyone listens to radio. Pillow companies, alarm, identity theft, nutrition, insurance, banking, automotive, the list goes on and on. Billion-dollar businesses, why? The answer is radio, the media everyone tunes into. Find out how effective and affordable radio can be for your business. Contact 877-996-4327 or advertise at gcnlive.com.
No points for you.
This is Radio Law Talk with Frederick Penny.
Well, I was going to take a picture of me having my pants down low and my underwear shown, but I don't think that would. I think that would be embarrassing. I think that's good.
Thank you.
Yeah. The whole world is sending a thank you card right now.
All right.
So basically, a guy walked around the streets of Taos, New Mexico, with his pants down, showing off his buttocks. A police officer talked to him, and the guy argued with the cop, and the cop gave him a citation, said, tell it to the judge. And both Todd and Fred say it is a case, and that the guy with the saggy drawers is going to win, basically, right?
That's exactly right. And this is a, yeah, go ahead. And this is going to be interesting.
Yes. Well, for those of you who say this is a case, may I see by show of hands, that would be Fred and Todd. Okay. Well,
oh, that's a scenario.
Well, I made it up because, interestingly, and Todd nailed this with his appropriate legal theory, in New Mexico, indecent exposure is defined as intentionally exposing one's primary genital area to public view. Buttocks are nowhere to be mentioned. So, no case, and not guilty.
Primary genital.
Primary genital area. So that would be, I guess, frontal, lower nudity.
What about upper body?
Oh, wait, your accountant's doing it. Oh, don't do that. No.
No. I wonder, seriously, and this is something serious. We're not going to get in detail, but what about the upper body? Is that,
well,
I wonder if that's included in it. I don't know if
that's considered indecent exposure, but it does not say that even, for example, a woman's chest area would be considered as indecent exposure. I could look that up. This is just one of those summaries of laws in states that I picked.
Can I tell you a quick story?
Sure.
This is anecdotal. This is very interesting.
Sure.
So I was a brand new married man. This is in 1985. And I worked at this water park. And this water park, they put me in as just an assistant supervisor. I became a supervisor. And then the manager quit. And they said, you're the manager now. And this is over a month and a half period. And I'm a little kid from a country boy place.
Sure.
And this is in another state. And I'm sitting there. And someone walks up and complains. Says, there's some people here from France that are wearing inappropriate clothing.
Yeah,
which, by the way, is probably appropriate nowadays.
And Fred said, I better check this out.
And no, I was scared. I was like, they said, they're over there, right over there. And then another family came up and complained. And I talked to, one of the owners. And they said, that's your job. Go take care of it. And I was I didn't know what to do.
Sure.
I walked over there. And, yes, they were wearing typical European-type bathing suits.
Or not wearing.
Yeah, which is very, very little. Right, and I'm like, what am I going to say? And am I going to kick these people out? And as I started to walk up to them, it was toward the end of the day. They were putting their clothes on and packing up and leaving for the day. And I was like, whoo!
Dodged that French bullet.
Didn't have to deal with that anymore.
Was one of them Todd? Was the? Oh, you're not from France.
No.
He said, oui. And I said, no.
Please.
To answer your question about the Bristol area. In California, and look, I know that this is California, but this is pretty uniform all around. Indecent exposure is the genital area, so it would not include above the waist.
Right.
Really?
Necessarily.
Even me, if I was without my shirt, that's not indecent.
Well, that's
exposure.
Gross, but that would, I don't know, that's against the law. I mean, I guess the real issue, this really has been, and the reason I brought this up, is it has been a lot of public debate. Many women, there I think is an organization called Free the... which is mainly where women want to have the freedom to walk around without their shirts if they want to. Mm-hmm. To which I can only say more power to you. It's okay if you want to. It's fine.
Yeah, we know where you stand.
No, I mean, it is okay. No, it's not okay. I'm kidding.
We don't know. I don't know.
Maybe it is.
Who knows what's going to happen nowadays?
That brings back fond memories
when I was a child.
About it, though. Go back to when they had TV in the 70s when I was looking. My gosh. I mean, what they're showing today, it would be like they'd be arrested.
I dream of Jeannie had to have her belly button covered up with belly button plug.
That's exactly right.
You're right. I was just going to say, did you ever watch Charlie's Angels or The Love Boat? There were a couple that were pretty,
Oh, come on. Nothing like now. Let's move on.
Yeah.
So the Dallas Cowboys sued.
So we're going from that to the Dallas Cowboys.
Sure.
Nice.
Is that a good segue?
Yes, it is.
I think it is.
Dallas Cowboys
are... Let me play the magic sounder, Fred. Okay, we've now changed stories.
I wish Denise was here to help me to transition to
turn the page, boys and girls.
To transition to a real case.
Todd's single, by the way. How many of those cheerleaders have you talked about? Dallas Cowboy cheerleaders, please call 855-LAW-RADIO. We are in Dallas on KBDT.
We are.
Cheerleaders, please call. Todd needs a date. He's a handsome young man.
Well,
he's a former prosecutor for the DA's office. The problem is he has a bunch of cats.
Yeah,
those run
they play us
life.
Back on Sundays, and the cheerleaders work on Sundays.
There are three elements to Fred's statement. Handsome young man. Mm-hmm. Two of the three are fraudulent.
Your Honor,
I am a man.
Oh, good. All right, Dallas Cowboys. They're settling a lawsuit against Dallas Cowboys because of their pay is so out of whack compared to what the players, even what the mascot makes, et cetera, et cetera. Now, let me tell you, I kind of know a little bit about the professional sports thing. I've been involved in it before. They get paid very, very little. The cheerleaders, in fact, the Cleveland Browns don't have cheerleaders anymore. And a lot of NFL teams are not having cheerleaders anymore. But the pay is very low. And I guess the one argument we've talked about off the air is, this is a stepping stone. Paula Abdul is a typical example of a stepping stone. You use this as a cheerleader to move up and into acting, into dancing, into Broadway, whatever.
It's a career builder.
But listen to the numbers. Listen to these numbers.
So Ezekiel Elliott just signed a $12.9 million, and we're going to talk about comparison.
Tease him.
We're going to talk about that comparison to the Dallas Cowboy cheerleaders when we come back. But you are right; they're in the entertainment industry. And there's a lot of paying your dues in the entertainment industry to get resume builders, demo reels, that kind of stuff, so that it'll pay off in the end.
So there is a lawsuit. It settles.
Yes.
But what's interesting we're going to talk about is we're going to start comparing numbers of individuals. And Ezekiel Elliott is their star running back for the Dallas Cowboys. $12.7 million a year? $12.9 million a year. We're going to break that down. What do you think? Call us at 855-LAW-RADIO or tweet us at Radio Law Talk. We'll be back to talk about the cheerleaders.
This is Radio Law Talk on RadioLawTalk.com and on your radio station where you're listening right now. And we thank you. All advertising for legal services on Radio Law Talk is strictly for the state or states in which the advertiser is licensed. For more information, go to RadioLawTalk.com.
Hi, my name is Lily. My mom and dad used to fight about money all the time. Then one day, I heard them talking about this guy, some uncle I never knew, called Uncle Sam. Well, they say this Uncle Sam guy wanted them to pay him like a gazillion dollars, and they didn't have a gazillion dollars. So they called this company they heard on the radio called the Tax Doctor. And the Tax Doctor worked with Uncle Sam's people. I think they're called the IRS. And they're able to work it out so my mom and dad didn't have to pay Uncle Sam very much money at all. So now mom and dad are happy, and I'm happy too. Thanks, Tax Doctor.
If you owe $10,000 or more to the IRS or state, call now and pay less.
800-263-2610. 800-263-2610. That's 800-263-2610.
Know someone with a drinking or drug problem? Learn how to get sober after we share these stories.
I was 35 with two beautiful children when my life and addiction started to spiral out of control. After my divorce, I went into a depression cycle and started drinking more often and using prescription drugs. After my second DWI and arrest, my ex-husband threatened to take our children away from me.
I was 17 when I became addicted to heroin and meth. I thought I could quit on my own, but I couldn't. It hit me when I was arrested.
Get sober now. Your private insurance may cover costs, and we'll get you here. It's simple. Just call Elite Rehab Placement right now. Please, don't wait. Your life matters to us. 800-918-1376. 800-918-1376. 800-918-1376. That's 800-918-1376.
You
USA Radio News with John Hunt.
The Justice Department told a judge that the House Judiciary Committee should not get access to secret grand jury material collected during the special counsel's Russia investigation, even as it weighs whether to pursue impeachment. The response comes nearly 2 months after the committee filed a petition in federal court arguing lawmakers need to obtain the grand jury material in order to determine whether to recommend those articles of impeachment. A negotiating team from the Taliban arrived in Russia, according to the Associated Press, just days after President Donald Trump declared dead a deal with the insurgent group in Afghanistan. Russian state news agency TASS cited the Taliban's Qatar-based spokesman Suhail Shaleen as saying the delegation held consultations with President Vladimir Putin's envoy for Afghanistan. It was the Taliban's first international visit following the collapse of talks with Washington. This is USA Radio News.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
With a recession ending, if you've been putting off building your business, now is the time to act. General Steel will meet or beat any price on a pre-engineered steel building of the same size and specifications. Act now, before steel prices go up. So call us today for free information.
Call 800-965-1290. 800-965-1290, 800-965-1290.
Dahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus doesn't grow on. So it naturally has antifungal, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-infection, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. But maybe more importantly, Dahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea builds corpuscles in the blood which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer happens to die in oxygen. The tea is great for healthy people, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. Dahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea is only $34.95 plus shipping. Order now at shopsupertea.com or call 818-984-6100. That's shopsupertea.com or call 818-984-6100. Shopsupertea.com.
Radio Law Talk. I like that show.
This is Radio Law Talk. And now, back to the show.
Todd, give us some statistics about Dallas Cowboy cheerleaders and other people, including the mascot and who makes what.
Yeah, so, all right, so the claim for the cheerleaders is one person that was cited has kind of been the head of this lawsuit. She said that on her best year, she made $16,000 as a cheerleader. And on her worst year, she made like $4,000. Now, I can understand the beef that the cheerleaders have when you consider that the mascot made $60,000. That's 6-0. $60,000 to be the mascot. And the cheerleaders, who are far more recognizable, in my opinion, are only making at most like $16,000. But just to compare that to the players. Ezekiel Elliott, star running back, held out, just signed his six-year, $90 million deal. This year, his salary is going to be somewhere around $12.9 million. Folks, they get paid weekly in the NFL, so that's spread over 17 weeks. He's making $758,000 a game. And when you figure that on average in a low offensive game, 50 offensive plays, and you know he's not going to play every play on offense, especially like punts, he just doesn't play and stuff like that. But 50 plays on offense, he's making an average of a little north of $15,000 a play.
Not even all those are running plays, and he's a running back, but $15,000 a play. So he's making more in one play than, well, arguably pretty close to what this cheerleader made her best year as a cheerleader.
Isn't America the greatest country in the world? Can you imagine somebody running a football and getting $15,000 for doing it once?
I know.
How cool is that? Good for him.
You know what it's about, though? I'll tell you what it's about, though. That guy brings in money for... It's not democracy, but it's capitalism at its best. He brings in the money for them.
There would be no cheerleaders without the Cowboys. Now, that's an important point. On the other hand, they need to be treated fairly.
Right.
And that's the other side of this coin. You know, earlier we were talking in the previous hour, we were talking about some labor-related issues.
Mm-hmm.
And to me, this is not gender equity or anything. They're not football players. They're not out there blocking anybody. But it is a matter of simple fairness to me somehow. And it's not my rodeo, so I can't say. But just from where I sit, it would seem so.
Yeah, the one issue is that what does it, I could see the football thing. That's like these guys are blowing their bodies apart. And these guys are the ones that are really making the money for the team. But when that mascot makes $60,000, now there's a number of more cheerleaders, and they're going to get more publicity as a cheerleader, and that will, as we talked about, will help increase their resume for, you know, all types of things, including singing or acting. But that amount of money, what?
And you know, look, again, this is capitalism, but... it's all about what's the competition, what's the supply and demand for the job? What's the competition for the job? There was a reality show called the Dallas Cowboy Cheerleaders where they went over what people had to do to become a cheerleader. And there were so many people applying that they had to have pretty strict selection criteria and whatnot. And if you have a lot of people that are applying for that job, well, the price to do that is going to go down if the employer can say, why would I pay you $20,000 when I got a line of people ready to do it for $15 or $10?
Exactly.
And so Ezekiel Elliott isn't in the same boat. The Dallas Cowboys can't go, well, why would I pay you $90 million for 6 years when I got a whole line of other running backs that can be just as productive? And the response is, because you don't have a whole line of other running backs that will be just as productive.
To which Jerry Jones says, all right, you're right, sign here.
Exactly.
Okay, now, also, on the mascot thing. There's one mascot.
Right.
There's, what, 12, 14, I don't know how many
16,
cheerleaders there are,
probably,
16,
yeah,
whatever the number is. So many more than that. So,
but think about this, Cal. Listen,
yeah.
Since this dispute, and by the way, the case settled and it's undisclosed, so we don't know. But since this lawsuit, the Cowboys have increased the cheerleader pay from $8 an hour to $12 an hour per game and doubled from $200 to $400 a game. It's like, come on. Now they get a lot of perks. I'm sure a lot of stuff's paid for. But still, I'm telling you, even if you say, if you're a pure capitalist, you got to say, that's a little bit low.
But, you know, let's look at community theater as an example, where real-life example, perhaps. And the little community theater that I do some stuff in, the actors get nothing. And yet, they're the people that folks come to see, the show and the actors. The people backstage, they all get paid really well. The director does fine, but the actors get nothing. The producer gets the money, the tech people get the money, the actors zip. So that whole model is turned directly upside down.
Then what's the purpose of them? They've got to be getting something out of it. What are the actors getting out of it?
They do it. I do it for community service. I do it because I enjoy it. It's something I like to do in a community service project for me. But Todd does more of it than I.
I'm an actor. I can tell you exactly why people do that. I need stuff on my resume. I decide I want to act. I can't go. I'm not going to be able to go down to Hollywood and tell an agent in Hollywood, you don't know me at all.
And I've done nothing.
And I have done absolutely nothing. And you have a reputation in this town. But I want you to send me an unproven commodity to the casting for the next Transformers movie or Mission Impossible or whatever. Trust me, I'll make you look good. Have you ever auditioned before?
Never.
Have you ever been in anything before? Never.
Nothing.
Do we know you won't freeze it? No, you don't, but I can do it. That's why people do community theater, because it shows your willingness to stick to it, to persevere through the hard times, that this is more than just a hobby. You're going to treat it like a profession, that you're going to learn your chops. You're going to learn how to act just like anything else. You know, you don't get paid to go to school.
right?
Exactly.
You usually pay to go to school because theoretically in school you are learning how to do something, especially if you go to a trade school. They don't really have trade schools for some of these things. You have to get your experience some other way.
Well, I think things are going to change also. Yeah. Dude, just a lot of the Me Too movement and the LGBT. I know the Sacramento Kings basketball team has shut down their cheerleaders. There's no more cheerleaders anymore. They have a dance group that's it's got LGBT people through it, and
People of all declared genders.
That's exactly right. And in fact, who was it just declared a gender? Sam Smith, the singer, just declared he wants to be called a them, not a he or a she from now on. Apparently, that's the latest report on that. So, anyway, we divulge off to the left, but there's issues with here with how long. I don't know how long the Dallas Cowboys cheerleaders stay around. Things might come to the point where they don't have them. And these, by the way, are the most famous cheerleaders. L.A. Rams are fairly famous cheerleaders
also. Used to be called the Embraceable Ewes, E-W-E-S. The Embraceable Ewes was the name for the L.A. Rams cheerleaders.
I didn't know.
Me Too has changed that.
That's interesting.
I would think.
Yeah. Well, let's talk about, speaking of Me Too, Netflix producer Alexandria Canosa is now, she sued, brought a civil case against Harvey Weinstein. She was a producer for, I think, approximately 10 years for Harvey Weinstein, and she claimed that he sexually harassed her and had actually more than sexually harassed her, it was sexual rape.
She's claiming it was full-on rape.
And so the issue here now in this lawsuit is whether or not some certain emails are going to be produced that were found by defense, and that is defense, Harvey Weinstein's team, that there are a lot of issues of what is said on these emails, including a little bit, I'm going to say spicy, a little bit of spicy emails back and forth between her and Harvey. And the question is, should these be admissible? And they're fighting to allow them to come into court. And not only are they fighting that, as Todd was saying, and we were talking during the break, it might help her to allow some of those, even though some of them seem like it's going to hurt her because she talks about her affection toward him. Because what's his argument? His argument's going to be simple. It was not rape. It was consent. Right, Todd? And that's where we are.
Exactly. She's alleging multiple acts of sexual assault rape between 2010 and 2017. And in one of the emails, for example, the day after the alleged incident, she sends him an email saying, quote, "I'm thinking about you." And again, this was the day after. And so this is not a prosecution. This is not a criminal prosecution. This is a plaintiff. This is a civil case. So the plaintiff, Ms. Canoso, is saying, her team is saying, this should not come in. We don't want, this is just a small snippet of thousands of emails that were sent. You're cherry picking from this. And the defense is saying, no, it comes in. And look, from a certain extent, she could claim, this is how pervasive this culture, the rape is. I have to act like I still care about him while this is going on. Otherwise, I lose my job. There's a way to spin it. I think at the end of the day, it's relevant evidence. A jury should hear it.
Yeah, I want to talk about why I think it should come in and what the arguments could be on both sides. It's really interesting because I do civil practice, and whether this should come in and how it should be used. Because don't forget, a judge can determine how it's used. And we're going to be back, talk more about this. We're also going to get in a little bit about the Michael Flynn investigation. And if we have time, we'll get into the Obamas. We'll be right back.
The final segment of Radio Law Talk is coming up right here and right now, so stay tuned. All advertising for legal services on Radio Law Talk is strictly for the state or states in which the advertiser is licensed. For more information, go to RadioLawTalk.com. If you're one of those
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
I'm getting older and noticing that my body just doesn't work as well as it used to. So I like to keep fit as possible by hitting the gym a few times a week. Recently, I started having a nagging bicep pain, and it got so bad I couldn't even lift the weights. When I was complaining about it to a friend, he told me about Angioprim. He said chelation helps remove toxins, heavy metals, and cholesterol in veins and arteries that may cause blockages. You know, after just 1 week of taking Angioprim, the pain was gone, and now I'm back in the gym full strength. Scientific research proves the active ingredient in Angioprim has superior oral chelation action that helps promote cardiovascular health. So to learn more, go to angioprim.com. That's A-N-G-I-O-P-R-I-M.com. Or talk to a trained consultant. Call Angioprim toll-free at 877-882-7221. You'll feel better with more energy. Call 877-882-7221 or go to the website, angioprim.com.
Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month you could fight against heart disease naturally? At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. hbextract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.
Do you feel like many of us? All the distractions in the world taking our minds and focus off what really needs to get done day to day? Well, Jeunesse has a dietary supplement called Mind to help with mental distraction, and it supports memory function. Go to GCNLife.com now to check it out. You're only at your best when your mind is at its best. Go to GCNLife.com or call toll-free 844-443-6637. That's GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with Reputation Defender. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with Reputation Defender. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771. For your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with Reputation Defender. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
You're listening to RadioLawTalk.com. And now back to your host, Frederick Penny.
Radio Law Talk.
So the issue is, you know, this civil case with Netflix producer suing Harvey Weinstein and whether or not these emails come in, especially the email, you know, soon after the alleged rape. She says, quote, "I'm thinking about you." And, you know, she says, "I miss you too," in another email. That's for the jury to determine. The jury needs to hear that. This is going to go to a jury of our peers, and that's what they need to hear that. And the arguments, you argue the context. And like Todd said, that's what defense argues is the context. But to leave these out for the defense, I think, is a travesty. You've got to be able to put in these key issues of whether or not was it consensual or not. That's the whole question there, consensual or not. And this may be evidence. But a jury may be able to determine that by themselves with some special instructions from the judge that this is a snippet. The judge can make special instructions.
If we lived in a perfect world, I don't want to offend anybody from a religious standpoint, but I'm going to use a term here, and it refers to an all-knowing, all
being, all right?
Right.
If we lived in a perfect world, adjudication by an all-knowing or all-seeing God, what I call the God's eye view, would be ideal. Somebody who could say, this is exactly what happened.
Right.
We don't have that. We have imperfect people, people that don't know everything, who are struggling, because we don't know everything, to try to recreate the reality in the courtroom, to let the jury know exactly what was actually going on so they can make a decision. And when you seek to have evidence excluded, sometimes you're detracting from that. I think that these are necessary to, so that the totality of the circumstances, what was actually happening, can be shown to the jury. Would it be damaging to one side or the other? Maybe. But the jury needs to see it.
Right, that's exactly right. In 2017, she's emailing him condolences when his mom passed away, and she's, you know, saying nice things to him. At the same time, the alleged abuse continued, she's claiming, until September 2017, took place in New York, L.A., and overseas, and yet she's sending these condolences. Now, I'm not saying that she wasn't raped, because the issue is she could still be just trying to, like you say, okay, I got to be nice to him, you know. But the thing is, this evidence needs to come before a jury. The jury can decide whether or not she had done it just to kind of keep the peace or whatever.
To me, one of the most telling emails was the one sent in 2013. Now, this was 3 years after the first incidents of rape, when she said...
Of alleged rape.
When she says, quote, "You have been my mentor and friend for many years now and have never failed to give me the right advice. I am trying to figure out what my next step should be for my career as a whole, and I trust your guidance completely." Period, close quote. Personally, I don't see how one could send an email to somebody else while at the same time claiming that that person has raped you in the past.
And continues
to do that. I don't see that. And that's probably why a jury should hear it, because it needs to be explained.
Right, explained. And there may be a reason for it, that she still was raped, but she sent these for a reason. But that has to be explained.
Exactly.
The most powerful man in the movie industry, clearly at the top of his game, I can see where there could be a person having to play this awful game that she was playing.
Absolutely.
And a jury has to look at this and see if it was, in fact, an awful game she was playing, or whether she's really just trying to go after some money.
Let's think about the claims that numerous people have made that have allegations. Almost every one of them said on the first encounter, when they went to the alleged hotel room and the first proposition was made, every one of them, almost to a person, said, "I was felt like I was in a situation where I had to do this or my career would have been over." It was something that they felt that they had to survive through. And look, if he actually did those things, and this is something that somebody feels they have to say in order to survive, well, it just makes what he did even worse.
Well, don't forget, this guy was a powerful man in the industry. And
that's my point.
This guy could probably blackball you in the industry, and I could see people saying, I got to just go along with it, or I'm dead.
Meryl Streep, except it was either a Golden Globe or an Academy Award, and in her speech referred to Harvey Weinstein as a god. Now, I don't know how much more powerful somebody can get in Hollywood than to have one of the best actors in Hollywood refer to you that way.
Exactly.
Remember they had those roasts on TV where...
The celebrity roast. Dean Martin did the celebrity roast.
And this is back in the 70s and the 80s. And I still remember the day that Dean Martin's up there talking. Oh, no, it was Don Rickles. And he's ripping on everybody. And then he leans down and says, "What are you talking about? You're not listening to me." And, "Oh, yeah, you're that new Harvey Weinstein, the real... You're the new guy coming up. You got all power." And he was sitting in the front row, front table, and this is late 70s, early in the 80s, that he had that much power.
And so the point is that because of the money involved and the prestige involved, so many people get work very hard to get into the movie business and apparently are willing to sell a portion of their soul to stay in, I guess is what I'm taking away from this, and it's a horrible thing to think
about. Well, that's what Todd and I have to do for you, Cal. I mean, it's just the problem is we had to sell our soul to you. Will you please produce this show
Will you please turn on our microphones?
Please turn our microphones on. Let us please do this, Cal. Please.
Yeah.
Now, we didn't have to do anything. We just had to, you know, we just had to give him a couple of donuts.
I didn't sell it to him. It's a lease with an option to buy. He hasn't picked it up yet.
The Krispy Kreme with the pumpkin and the cheesecake inside. Come on, Fred. That was a deal maker.
There's no issues here with sexual harassment. It's just food harassment.
Yes.
All we have to do is he makes us bring him a Krispy Kreme donut and he's happy.
Yeah.
That's all. It doesn't take much.
And send me a little note that says, "I trust you with my career."
Yeah, 3-time Emmy Award nominee, never a winner.
Never a winner.
We trust you with our
career.
That's funny.
How could you dare?
Okay, Todd. Let's talk about the Michael Flynn and how this ties in.
Okay, so in the Weinstein case, we're talking about evidence that could or could not, and Weinstein is saying that the emails were exculpatory. They tend to show that he was not guilty of that. Similar issue is in the Michael Flynn case. Now, Michael Flynn was the first national security officer appointed by Trump. I don't know that he ever got to the confirmation process before he had to resign early on in the Trump administration, within months, because of misstatements that he may have made to the vice president, as well as allegations later on that surfaced of his violating the Logan Act, which is talking to ambassadors who weren't without the appropriate authority.
The Logan Act, really quick, is United States federal law that criminalizes negotiation by unauthorized persons with foreign governments having a dispute with the United States. The intent behind the act is to prevent unauthorized negotiations from undermining the government's position. That's what it is.
And the long and short of it is, he was caught up in the Mueller investigation. He copped a plea being charged with various things, including being less than truthful with the allegation he is less than truthful with FBI agents. He has since fired his legal team that negotiated his deal. He's hired a new one because there are serious allegations in the wake of all the Andy McCabe stuff from the FBI, former FBI director, that the FBI withheld exculpatory evidence prior to his plea. And that is a no-no in criminal law. In criminal law, you have to turn over all the discovery of things that you intend to use at trial, or reasonably intend to use. But if you're a prosecutor and you have evidence that tends to show that a defendant is not guilty of what they're charged with, you've got an obligation to turn that over, whether you intend to use it or not. And apparently the allegation is there's stuff out there they didn't turn over. And we're going to see what happens there. But if you remember the Duke LaCrosse case, where the stripper said she was raped and the DA withheld evidence, and he later went to jail. There was a murder conviction overturned, unrelated, because his career was in the toilet because of all that. That's where prosecutors can get in trouble. We'll follow this with Flynn to see if there's anything in the future.
Well, that's good, because I know Fred is over there quickly preparing his quick take.
All I got to say is California AB 5, whether or not you're an employer or not, issue with California. Let's see how far this is going to go, Cal, to determine whether or not an employee is an independent contractor or an employee. Because you know what? I'm going to continue to argue my kids are independent contractors while they mow my lawn. I am not going to allow the state to make them an employee.
Attaboy, Todd.
On those heels to the Dallas Cowboy cheerleaders, the new chant, rah-rah-ree, kick them in the knee, rah-rah-rage, pay them minimum wage.
Okay.
There you go.
Thanks for spending your time with three idiots. And we're going to be back next week. Remember, if you want to see or hear any of our shows, go to www.radiolawtalk.com and our episodes are on podcast. See you next week.
You have been listening to RadioLawTalk.com, a copyrighted presentation of Radio Law Talk Incorporated.
Extendivite really works. Just listen to what Wayne has to say.
Extendivite. I have been taking it for about 2 years, and I had really bad heart palpitations, and since I've been taking it, I don't have any major episodes at all anymore. I'm 76 years old, and I still play competitive basketball. Well, of course, I've taken care of myself really good since I was 60, but Extendivite really helped the blood pressure, really helped the... I used to get really bad episodes of heart palpitations, just skipping beats and double beats. But also, I wanted to tell you that I really appreciate your broadcast. They're just really refreshing.
To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendover.